Simon Gresnik, wasn't exactly straightforward, but job done.
Look, you know what these games are going to be about, local derbies, you've got to earn the right, there's going to be battles, there's going to be scraps, there's going to be key moments in games, but you've got to do whatever it takes to go and win the game. So we're delighted that we've won the game, got 3 points and sent our 7,000 travelling fans home in a real positive manner.
And no doubt what was the key moment, what was your view of it?
I think the correct decision. I think they started the game better than us. Disappointed to give away the goal that we did, but handball on the line, referee made the right, correct decision. Obviously nice to get back into the game, and I think for the period after that up to half-time we controlled the game, we had some good half chances, started the game, second half really well as well after they changed the system, and it could have been put to bed a lot earlier. As the game goes on at 2-1, you know that they're going to throw things at you. You know that you've got to be on your mettle because they've got some key players. We didn't take chances due to missed chances, but also them defending really well, which would have given us the cushion to go and win the game a little bit easier.
And it took a goal of real quality to win it.
Yeah, look, he's done well, the kid, to be fair, Jordan. He's a handful. He knows what he needs to do. Not an easy decision in terms of the selection of the team today, because I had some real options. I had to leave Welsh and Kilkenny out of the 18, which I've not had that problem for a long time. So Jordan's earned that right. Great that Joe got us back into it with the penalty, but great finish from Jordan. So we're delighted for him.
To stay on that for a second, it was a lovely reverse ball from Paul Gallagher. We know he's got that quality. It still needed finishing. He set his body shape well and watched it a long time.
No, definitely. Like you said, great ball from Gally, that he can put them balls in with great quality. And he knows where to put it because areas for people to go and get into. And as I said, it wasn't an easy finish, but obviously he's delighted and we were all delighted to see it at the back of the net. And as I said, we had some other real good chances to finish it off, missed them, but they made some good defending decisions that ultimately makes you just a little bit more anxious than you should be at 2-1.
You had lots of joy down that left, particularly early stages of the second half when they changed the shape a bit.
Yeah, they went second half to the 3-4-2 and with extra body in there, and Richie is a good player, and we had Greg stepping in at times. So it's never easy sometimes playing against 10 men. You have to make sure you pass the ball well, you have to get it back off the opposition as well, and ultimately make sure you keep the back door shut, because you have to, when you've got Danny Graham and Chris Brown and Elliot Bennett on there, Marshall, etc., then you've got to make sure that you see the game out. And I was a little bit disappointed that we didn't manage the game a little bit better in terms of taking the chances, but also keeping the ball a little bit easier and more effective.
A match fit Jermaine Beckford might have done a little bit better with that one at the end.
Look, we brought him on to run over the top on the counter-attack, and look, he's had 10 minutes first-team football, 60 minutes the other day in a practice match, so look, it was great to get in that position. He gave the ball away a couple of times when I'd like to have seen him keep hold of it a little bit more, but made a decision to try and bring him on, and it would have been nice for him to score. But we've just spoke in the dressing room about sort of the key players that have not played today. Just highlighted Owen Doyle and Callum Robinson, that they didn't deserve to be dropped after the QPR game. Daniel Johnson didn't, but we made a decision to play a system and a way of playing today to go and win the game, and they accepted it, and that's what it's all about, the group, the squad, not as individuals, but they'll all come into consideration for Tuesday night now.
Another decision you made was to pull Ben Pearson out of it. Was that because of the flashpoint?
A bit of both, to be fair. Didn't need to give the referee any opportunity to make it 10 versus 10. I think it was the correct decision. I think he deserved to be booked. I think Elliot Ward and Elliot Bennett deserved to be booked as well. I think he made a lot of right decisions, the referee, today. I'm talking about Chris Bowen's penalty, from my point of view, and seeing it again, it would have been a real, real soft one against us. So I thought he handled it really well and made the right decisions.
It must be a fantastic thing for the players to run out and see that many away supporters behind that goal.
Certainly is. I'm not sure there's been too many occasions as a manager that I've been involved in games where you've had 7,000 away supporters. A couple of times with Leeds that we've had that, but first time here, and we did stress to the players that we've got 8 games to go till now to the end of the season. We have to try and win as many games as possible, but ultimately send them home in a real positive manner, and we've done that today. So they'll be obviously boisterous. They were at Bolton and Burnley previously, so they can enjoy the weekend, and then us as staff and players, we have to get down to work ready for Tuesday night now.
Yeah, they're easy, these local derbies, aren't they? You won at Burnley, you won at Blackburn, you won at Bolton.
Well, somebody told me today before the game that it's been a long time since we've won at Ewood Park, and records are there to be broken, and it's real satisfying. But we've got 7 big games coming up now, and in some big games against teams up near the top and bottom, and we want to keep winning as many as possible.
You don't get in the playoffs, do you?
Well, we've never talked about it all season, to be fair. All we've just said is, let's just see what we can do after winning as many games as possible. So we'll take care of ourselves and just see where we finish at the end of the season.